lying down. The whole place is completely devastated, full of bottles and glasses. Many things are broken, and she herself got a heavy head, because when you drink alcohol, what happens the next day? You get hangover. And she was telling that that is how she used to celebrate the weekends. And now that she has become a devotee, on Saturdays she has programs in her house. Devotees come. She doesn't have to do anything. They bring all the food stuff. She simply invites people, and then when they leave, everything is in perfect order. Everything is clean. They cleaned up everything after serving prashad. And she goes to bed, has a very nice sleep. She wakes up in the morning and she says that that's the difference. Previously she was trying to enjoy, but she was suffering. But now she got the taste of real enjoyment. And that is the real enjoyment. Our enjoyment is in festivity, singing, dancing. And she was telling that, I mean, it was so nice the way we celebrate, the devotees celebrate Krishna consciousness. That is our festivity. And like yesterday, we had our festival. What did we do? We are simply singing and dancing, practically the whole day. Singing and dancing and listening to Krishna Katha. And he fasted the whole day. And then we had some simple prasad, some anukalpa prasad, ekadasi prasad. But how did it taste? Didn't it taste, although it was simple, but tasted like nectar. Because when you're hungry, then you really know how to appreciate Krishna prasad. And then, although you went late, and I saw some devotees, they didn't want to sleep at all. I asked some devotees, who was that? I think it was Avira. It was already 2:30, about 2 o'clock. So I told him, go now take rest. He said, no, I'll stay up and do the Mangalarti. I'll stay up till Mangalarti. So, this is how the devotees are celebrating their festivity. Of course, this morning I found some brahmacharis are oversleeping, and I got on their case, but most of the brahmacharis were actually up. Most of the householders were up. And I must appreciate and congratulate the devotees from Indore. They came to the Mangala Arati. Everybody. There were 22 of you. Yeah? 25. Wow, that's even more. So they all came to the Mangala Arati. And many of you also came. And so now let us celebrate Nandasav by glorifying Srila Prabhupada. And then we'll have real Nandasav festival during the noontime, honoring Krishna Prasad. Today will be the feast. Yesterday was fasting and today is feasting. And let's glorify Srila Prabhupada and let's have a lot of chanting and dancing and ecstatic Krishna Katha. So, thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. So, that's for your books. There's another one in my room. I'll make an offering to Srila Prabhupada. Amar ghore ekta ache, niye esho to taratari. Okay, so what we'll do is, I'll first offer it to Srila Prabhupada, and in the meantime, during that time, somebody can lead a soft and sweet kirtan. Is Pundarik here? Pundarik is cooking. Where is Nitravinda? She's also This is when you lead Kirtan. Huh? Okay, guys. But I'm here. When I'm offering, maybe Prema Bhakti can sing that. So Metamana, you can leave later on. When I'm offering Raj Puja book to Srila Prabhupada, Prema Bhakti can sing. And Arunaksha is here. So this is the Raj Puja book which I will offer to Srila Prabhupada now. And then we will read something from the Raj Puja book. Like the meaning of Vyasa Puja, and then we'll go into the glorification of Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol.